All right, straight talk. Do you believe in angels? Well, we're going to talk about that right here on My Castle Life.
Welcome to My Castle Life with the American Prince Charles III. The drawbridge is down for all those to walk across the moat and enter into a kingdom of fun, reenactments, and exciting entertainment topics. Behind this fortress, get the latest updates on how to write a story, plotting, creating new and exciting characters, building dramatic situations, and formatting your story structure, knowing the rules, and when and how to break them.
Sorry, Charlie, I digress.
Don't wake the dragon! But in case you do, get your crossbows ready. Aim, pull back, and shoot! And now, as we catapult into the show, he will never let chivalry die. Here's the American Prince Charles III!
I'm the American Prince Charles III. I want to welcome you to the show today. Do you believe in angels? Have you had some sort of experience with angels? Have you seen something that you just can't really place your finger on and maybe wrap your mind around? I'll tell you straight up, I have. I've experienced things that I just cannot explain. I try to explain it and put it into words, but sometimes that doesn't do it justice. And more often enough, it actually makes me question the experience I just had. And I hate doing that. Don't you? I mean, don't you really like hate going to the store? You have in mind what you're going to get. It's all on paper or it's on your iPhone notes, and you have what you're going to go up in there with your shopping list, and you get in there and then what happens? Oh, I think I want to add this to the basket and add that to the basket. And next thing you know, your grocery shopping bill has just skyrocketed, right? Because you deviated from your list. Well, that's the same way it is when you have experiences. When you have experiences, whether they're paranormal or any other sort of things you just cannot explain, you try to make reason to it. But often enough, when you do that, it takes away from that experience.
What you say?
I have to tell you, I can give you quite a few, actually. One, I actually want to say for Halloween, because it is kind of really out there, you know, so we won't talk about that one. But I'll tell you about this one. My friend and I, we were driving my mother's car. We were going deep into the country road. And I will go back into the countryside here in Mississippi sometimes to just take a drive along the twisted roads there and just concentrate on staying on the road, watching out for deer, because they'll run across your car in a heartbeat. But also, most importantly, I'll take the country road and take the country drive to just kind of detox and relax and unwind. Maybe just kind of look at nature deep into the woods, farmlands, animals such as horses and cattle. And well, this particular day, I took my friend with me. I almost called his name. I took my friend with me. We were just out riding. He was in town visiting, you know. And he's, hey man, let's go for a ride somewhere. So I have the perfect place. So I'm going to take you on this little journey, right? And so we get in my mother's car, because I didn't have a car at the time. And just, you know, young teenager. And we went off into the country roads. And I told him, I said, yeah, you know, I used to come out here when I was much younger with my friends. And we would ride. And the name of the city is Eastabuchee. Right, it's Eastabuchee, Mississippi. And so we go deeper and deeper into the woods, into the roads, riding in the car. And that was this particular Amtrak train crossing. And I told him, I said, you know, I always slow down at train crossings, because so many times people have accidents at train crossing. And, you know, you have the conductor. He's going to give you his side of the story, because hopefully he survives it. But most of the times, the person that got hit at the crossing, they don't talk. They're deceased. They can't tell you their side of the story, if the train horn blew or not. Because there are times, many people have said that certain trains, not just Amtrak, but I'm not picking on Amtrak, all the trains, different companies will go through different ways, different areas. They don't hear the horns. And I say, well, I hear the horns sometimes, and sometimes I don't hear the horns, but I don't be out there a lot, you know? Well, this particular time we were driving, and there we were coming up on the train track, and I told him, I said, something is telling me to stop.
He said, what?
I said, yeah, it's telling me to stop. There, the train tracks do not have train guard crossings that come down or lights that blink or anything like that. I said, I'm going to stop. He said, dude, there's no train. There's nothing coming out here for a mile. Look. I said, yeah, but something's telling me to stop, so I'm going to stop. And as I started slowing down, the train went by. Where did it come from? We don't know. Because we could actually see the train track. We can actually see the area. The train had to be doing at least 100 miles an hour. There are no lights or guard crossings for it to warn drivers. But something told me, Charles, stop and look at the track. We didn't hear a train horn. The windows were down. It was a nice summer's day. We had the windows down. But the train went by. And as fast as it showed, it was gone. Now, I looked again down the track, and as the train was going, I saw a bright light, and I said, what is that? And it looked to me to be an angel. It just had the shape of a person, but a glow, and then it vanished as well. So my story to you is, I believe I had an encounter with an angel. But now some people will say, angels, aliens, you know, what's the difference, right? You have some people who are saying today that there are aliens who are disguising themselves in the form of angels, in which they are able to communicate with the humans or with us as a species, because we are taught at very young ages angels and angels and angels, and we know about demons and things of that nature. So they come in a friendlier form where we won't be terrified of them. I don't have the answer. I don't believe it was an alien, but I believe it was something of an extraordinary world, something that I have not witnessed quite a lot. So that's my story. So now, why should it matter to you? Why should angels matter to you? Well, I'm sure you have stories out there. If you would love to share your story, please type them in the comments below, or, you know, you can just type simply me too. That means you've experienced it. You know, it's fine. It's okay. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk about these sort of topics because they get ridiculed or they get laughed at, or, but come on. I mean, really, let's just say, who would have thought this time, this year, we'll be talking about UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, which are basically essentially UFOs, right? Who would have thought we would have been talking about that, and that our government would have released that sort of information, that there are alien crafts that we are just not used to, or we just don't have information on them, where they're coming from? Who would ever thought that? Well, we are. We are at this point in time in our history and humanity as a species where we can say truly and definitely that there is something out there flying in the skies, and our government has confirmed that it's not sure what it is, and it's not from here, and it's not of our enemies or other countries we know of. So what does that tell you? It's probably from another planet or another plane or in a different level of existence, right? Well, I feel the same with aliens, and I feel the same with angels, but angels to me are on a different level altogether than aliens. You know, I think we have divine intervention, and then I think we have other species, and that's a different realm. Divine is a different realm than alien species and technology that the aliens may have versus spirituality and the existence of that. Such as angels. So I would just love to tell you in conclusion that if aliens were to come out to be real, would you embrace it? Would you embrace them? Or would you look at them as an enemy? Or would you just say, you know, this is another God's creation right here. We need to embrace it. Because often enough, we have a situation here on earth where we still don't 100% believe in angels as an entire species. I feel angels exist. I feel that they are beautiful. They are important to us as Christians and as followers of God. I feel that they are messengers. I feel that they are indeed real. However, I do feel that aliens are real, and they may present themselves as such with technology that is in a way that they look divine or godlike, right? Because technology can, you know, if you look back hundreds of years ago, and if a person on Earth saw an airplane, they would have thought it was a flying beast, for heaven's sakes, right? Something melted in the sky, making all this noise and going at the speed it is, and they don't know what it is. So we would have been gods to humans years ago, just with a regular airplane. So I want to say it is real. I feel in my heart angels. I feel in my heart aliens are real. I feel in my heart there are a lot of things that we just don't know. And I embrace change. I embrace new discoveries. You know, I embrace technology to take us to worlds and places we have never gone before. One thing we must keep in mind that often enough with new technology comes new discoveries and new medicine. These are medicines that can save our loved ones, our friends, ourselves when we get sick to a degree where we don't have right now at the current stage medicine to treat whatever it may be we have and we're dealing with. So keep in mind that when you have change, you have leaps into the future and leaps into the medical arena of medicine to help others, to help us as a people, as a species. I want you to perhaps look into your deep heart, your deep thoughts, and contemplate on that. Do you believe in aliens? Do you believe in angels? Do you believe in angels? Do you believe in aliens? And if you believe in all that, what would you do if you absolutely saw something that you just cannot explain and you have to write it off as an encounter with an angel? Would it change your opinion if you did not believe in angels? Would it change your opinion if you did not believe in aliens and there was one right there in your backyard, perhaps hovering above your property in a spacecraft, and you have proof? You maybe took a picture that did turn out. Would it change your opinion? I am all for keeping my options open, and I hope you are too. I hope you're having a great, great start of the new year. I'm the American Prince Charles III. I want to thank you for listening to My Castle Life, and I see you back here again. Take care. God bless.
Hear ye, hear ye, all royal subjects. You've been listening to My Castle Life with the American Prince Charles III. We've come to the time of the day for the drawbridge to be raised, signaling the end of our show. Stay tuned, for there's more to tell. Be honorable. Subscribe and click on the bell. And when there's news to be heard throughout the kingdom, you'll be the first we tell. Until then, farewell.